Welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's Political Commentary.
With Lara Greaves this morning. Kia ora, Lara. How are you today?
Morning. I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Good. Fake Friday today, which is always nice because it is our first official public holiday for Matariki. This is quite a massive deal, and I wonder if we've talked enough maybe in the media about what a big deal it is to actually be celebrating this as a public holiday. What are your thoughts around it? Have we been hearing enough kōrero about this?
I think it's like an incredibly exciting thing. It's an incredibly exciting innovation in terms of our national identity if you start to look at it from that dispassionate political scientist, nation-building kind of perspective, that it's an incredibly positive move to have a national day that is based in Te Ao Māori, but is also and is going to be more on the positive side of things. So it's more about coming together and like rather than things like Waitangi Day that have been quite divisive. So it's positive to have a national day that's kind of our own, although some people have said, you know, it's still very much based in our Pacific neighbours too and, mm-hmm. and near Matauranga. So I think generally we've seen just more education going on, and that's been really cool to see. I think there's a little bit of pushback around how it's awkward to commercialise. So mm-hmm. There was that piece in the Herald recently about we don't want to see a Matariki Big Mac.
Yeah.
And so there's that awkwardness, and a couple of businesses, Baby City I think was one of them, getting a bit of pushback for commercialising Matariki.
Yeah.
So we're still trying to find our feet really, and I think we're still trying to find our feet in the space of the nation. I always liken it to being like, you know those when ducks start to get feathers and they're all kind of gangly and awkward and they kind of then need to learn how to fly? I think that's kind of where we're at.
Yeah, totally. It's going to be a nice thing to see the ways people are celebrating it this weekend and across this period as well. But yeah, as you say, baby steps. We're getting there maybe with this conversation.
Yeah. And we do have to be quite positive about it because it's really tricky. There's a lot of mixed feelings. I think there's some mixed feelings in Māori communities as well.
Yeah.
But it's just that like patience, like realizing things are tricky, but trying to be positive about it ultimately.
Totally. Let's talk about local politics. The mayoral race here in Tamaki Makaurau, although it's not officially kicked off yet, there is a lot of conversation about what's going on. What are some of the observations you've had so far about what we've seen coming out of maybe some of the various candidates, but also some of the ways it's being talked about?
So I think what we've seen in the past week or so has been this strange poll that works out to being only of about 200 people when you do the math on it, but showing this very tight race and one that doesn't really probably reflect what the final result's going to be.
Mm.
We've got Afifa Collins, who's the Labour Party-backed candidate and who has a lot of experience in this space and a considerable public profile as a political commentator, sitting at around 20% in this poll, which we'd probably expect him to be closer to half the vote, because on the right you have a number of candidates, including Leo Malloy, who said a lot of controversial things, and Viv Beck, who's probably more the more sensible centre-right candidate, and a couple of others. And so this really interesting Ratepayers Alliance poll came out showing that they're all about split on around 20%. But this is really going to be a race of turnout. So I think that ultimately people like Afifa Collins will know that it's all going to come down to turnout. Turnout in the last election was about 35% for the Auckland local body election. So and it's there's obviously huge biases across age where like young people only about 20% vote.
Mm.
So it's really going to come down to people like Afifa Collins, people like the Labour Party, really like mobilising people to actually vote because this weird postal voting system is so strange.
Mm.
I think we're going to see some annoying controversial statements from Leo Malloy and that sort of thing in the race. And I think Afifa Collins and Viv Beck are going to keep it classy and be the two main contenders, really.
It is interesting. It does seem to be that some of these maybe more controversial candidates are getting a lot of press coverage at the moment. Is that something that you've also observed?
Yeah, definitely. There was I think Craig Lord that ended up in the emergency room due to getting hit by someone or something. Like, all of that kind of stuff. And it's like, okay, but can we talk about some of the actual issues in Auckland?
Yeah.
And what are sensible policy solutions and sensible policy solutions that local government can actually enact as well?
Mm.
Because there's limits on that.
Speaking of, I guess, media narratives and some bigger political conversations we've seen recently, there is a lot of emphasis on gangs in the media at the moment. We're hearing a lot about it from the National Party and a little bit now from the government too. What is your takeaway from some of this conversation that we're hearing happening at the moment?
Well, it makes me, it bums me out. It makes me incredibly sad because it's an incredibly complex issue and it sucks to really make it soundbite-based and rhetoric-based and catchy line-based and to kind of resort to things like banning gang patches or banning gang affiliations on social media where there's not, it's not really clear that that's where the evidence lies at all. I mean, National were really quick on the rhetoric and then actually were being challenged on the idea of always the evidence, and they cited some Australian examples. I think it's really tricky for voters and people generally to validate those as a success or not, but it's like gang affiliation and gang violence is an incredibly complex social issue. And I think what it comes down to is that, like, fundamentally now with Chris Hipkins as police minister and Kitty Allen as justice minister, we might see a little bit more sort of sails around the policies that Labor will put in place to actually be able to stem crime and stem gang violence. What we haven't really seen is Labor being able to really take that ground. And I also wonder to the extent to which that, you know, the right in New Zealand know that voters tend to think that they're harder and tougher on crime, and they tend to know that that's a weak point in perceptions of the Labor Party, whether that's a reality or not, in the perceptions of the left-wing parties. Voters tend to go, oh, they're soft on crime. And so I wonder to what extent this has been a bit of a media campaign to try to start chipping away at some of Labor's weak points. When we do have, the polls are pretty close, I think fundamentally Labor's still sitting in a position where they'd be more likely to win, so it's important for National to chip away at that. And so I do wonder to what extent some of this rhetoric is designed to start to paint Labor as soft on crime.
Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, Lara. It's always great to get your thoughts. We've got some other topics we might have to come back to on another day, but I hope you have a lovely long weekend and enjoy celebrating Matariki with your whānau, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too. Have a great long weekend.
Hard out. See you soon. Bye.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.
Thank you very much.